Joining me right now, we're talking to Gary Latanich, who's running for 1st Congressional District for the House seat that currently is being held by Rick Crawford. Mr. Latanich, thank you so much for your time, and welcome to KASU in Morning Edition.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, tell us about yourself, please.
Well, I'm a 30-year resident of Arkansas. I'm a professor of economics at Arkansas State University. I've raised my family here, 5 children. My wife and 2 of my children are ASU grads, and given the condition of the economy and the trend it's on, I decided it was time today to give back to the community and run for office.
So why are you running for this position?
2 reasons, really. One is that the economy obviously is in very bad shape, and the policies that the Republicans would like us to pursue are only going to make the economy worse. It's going to basically turn us into the next Greece as employment falls and output declines. And so given that the level of economic understanding in Congress isn't that great, I decided it was time to basically run.
So what do you bring to the race that your opponent does not? Why are you the best candidate for this position?
It's really all about, I think, timing, being at the right place at the right time. I went to graduate school. I studied regional economics, labor, and macro. And what are our problems today? Arkansas has a low-income level, and we're still at the bottom of the barrel in terms of income. That's a regional problem. Unemployment is not where it should be. That's a labor problem. And the deficit is the issue that the Republicans don't understand. That's the macro problem. So in terms of training, I would seem to be the best fit for what we have right now.
Of course, the big topic is the economy. Many are concerned about the debt and what to do to reduce the debt. What would you do about this issue?
The debt is a difficult subject. The Republicans have framed it as the debt is bad, and they really misunderstand the entire concept. Debt is one side, assets are the other. The size of the debt is not the problem for us in the short run. Now, during World War II, debt-to-GDP ratios grew much higher, and the level of government spending is what took us out of the Depression. Okay, today, we're worrying too soon, prematurely, about debt. We need to get the economy back to full employment, and then look at the size of the debt when we have tax collections up, and at that point decide if there needs to be a long-run change in deficits and deficit reduction. But in the short run, deficits and the debt should not be our focus. It's misguided and counterproductive.
So what is the best way to address this?
The best way to address the debt now is to figure out ways to stimulate product demand. Companies are sitting on $2 trillion in profits, but profits aren't what drives the economy. It does not drive employment. Employment is driven by product demand. As long as companies don't see more demand, they won't hire. We need to figure out policies that will expand demand, be they more tax cuts for people who will spend, transfers of money to states to fix the state budget problems, or increase federal spending for infrastructure, highways, defense, whatever. As long as more money is put into the economy and there's more demand, that's what's going to move us out of the recession. And when the last person goes to work, that's when we look at the size of the debt and say, okay, what is the trend path we're on? Is it sustainable? At that point, we look at debt, but not sooner.
Gary Latanich joins us here on KASU. Another big concern is getting Americans back to work. What do you think should be done to get more people back to work?
They've proposed, good question, they've proposed for the veterans, a plan where the government would hire veterans to do certain jobs that would kind of match their skill set. This is reminiscent of the 3C camps during the Depression, where young men were moved to places where there was work needed. What I would like to see is the government become the employer of last resort, where basically we would look at various urban needs, of which there are a multitude, and basically use the unemployed people to do these projects. And as the economy expanded and the private sector needs more employment, they could turn to these government entities that are doing infrastructure building or renovations or urban renewal and basically hire them away from the government entities to the private sector. So I think the government can do this. We have the funds. It's just a matter of political will.
Would that be your plan to address the issue?
That's how I would see, you know, to the extent that traditional policies of cutting taxes, transfer monies to the state, infrastructure aren't quick enough, I would think that an employment program similar to what they're proposing for veterans would be eminently viable.
Gas prices are another issue. They're high. They're expected to go higher this year. How would you address the issue about gas prices?
I really don't see a quick fix. India is developing rapidly. China is developing rapidly. Their demands for fuel are accelerating faster than we can drill and find more petroleum. Part of the issue is going to have to be to move to alternative energy sources that would allow gas prices to be less in demand. But other short of alternative energies, which are years down the road, there is no quick fix for this.
Right. So how would you address the country's energy policies?
We need to be able to subsidizing technological innovation in the area of solar, wind, nuclear, but solar and wind we need to push. We need to make a conversion to natural gas. It's far less expensive than coal, far less polluting, and the supplies are estimated to be at least a century's worth, if not more. So conversion to natural gas would help, as would subsidizing technology in wind and solar.
Another issue is the federal health care law that was passed by President Obama. Your thoughts on this piece of legislation?
I think personally that the Health Care Act is a wonderful piece of legislation. I mean, most people get trapped in looking at the details. The real issue here is 50 million Americans had no insurance, and the premiums were beyond their ability to do it. In its simplest forms, all the health care plan is a sliding scale of subsidies to people who don't have insurance. And to the extent that they can afford a portion, that will be determined by the subsidy. The government will act as the employer and will step in where the employer one time was but no longer is, providing the bulk of it. And so all of us will have insurance paying some premiums with our employer or our government picking up the rest. So to me, it's a wonderful program, and it should be continually improved upon as time goes by.
Those in education say No Child Left Behind is unrealistic and unobtainable. What are your thoughts on education and the future of education? And should the federal government have a role?
No Child Left Behind is, I think, as an educator myself, a simplistic approach to it. At its heart, it says, do better, guys, and we're going to test you. And the threat of testing is going to make you do better. If you don't, we'll give you some resources. But if in the end you can't get the quality where we want, you're all out of here. That puts huge pressure on teachers to make improvements, or else their career, their employment could be ended. And not all schools have the same set of students. They don't have the same financial resources. This overly simplistic approach is devastating, because my guess is that under heavy pressure, you'll find maybe we're teaching to the test, and there's a lot of evidence that we are. School districts have different talents and different mix of students, and just one approach won't be the fix to this. I understand the problem, test scores are falling, but it's a more complicated issue than just one child.
And that is 1st Congressional District candidate Gary Latonich, a Democrat who's running in the primary. Tomorrow we'll talk to his opponent Clark Hall. That'll be at 7:30 in the morning on Morning Edition on KASU.